We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Welcome to Overnight America with Ryan Recker on KMOX. Sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com.
Yeah.
It's Friday. Gotta get down on Friday.
So technically speaking, we're Friday on the East Coast, right? I know this is Ryan's tradition. Mike Anderson, so excited to play this for me. By the way, Kevin Wheeler in for Ryan Recker here on Overnight America. Take you up through the rest of the night. So that's it right there. I mean, you might get me on that if we had like a metal version of that. I may be okay. I know, I'm a bit of a weirdo. I get the idea, though, right? I mean, it's the last show of the week. It's a good time to celebrate. And the song is kind of funny. But no, Mike's like, are you going to sing along like Ryan does? No, if I could sing, I wouldn't talk for a living. If I had that talent, I would do that instead. I do not have that talent. Therefore, I will not subject anybody listening to the horrors of me trying to sing. Not going to do it. And believe me, I'm looking out for you guys more than I am me. I'm not a person that gets embarrassed. I'm not shy by any means. I have no problem with people laughing at me instead of with me. That's cool. I'm all good. But that would be pretty painful for a lot of people listening. So I'm not going to do that. Just wanted to make sure we had a little bit of regular routine, right, for all the regular Ryan Recker listeners here on Overnight America. And it's been good to be with you. I know it's not it is not the most exciting time or fun time, I should say, to be talking about news in the world. And I just see this on my television now. The death toll in Italy has surpassed the death toll in China, which is clearly not good. Obviously they've got well-documented problems there. We've been talking about those and how we compare to that at times throughout the course of this week. And, you know, I mean, I don't know that anybody has the magic formula for how you do this without having serious problems. They are now up to over 41,000 coronavirus cases in Italy. 3,400 plus people have passed away. And look, some places seem to have a better handle on how quickly they can quarantine the sick, separate people from one another, and get the thing isolated as quickly as possible. And, you know, it's a little bit more difficult in places that have more freedom of movement, more freedom of travel, a little bit fewer restrictions in their life. And, you know, I think it's going to be interesting to see how it goes here. Now, today, the number here is up over 13,000. Now, you know, part of this is how many are tested. And I would also say that part of this is reporting, too. We had this brought up yesterday. We had a caller ask why they haven't heard as much about what's going on in Russia, for example, with coronavirus. Well, again, some of it's about not getting reliable information from there. We don't know if what was reported by China is accurate. I think it's a lot more accurate when you're looking at the Western world. You know, what you're going to get out of these European nations, what you're going to get out of us is going to be more accurately reported. The numbers aren't going to be massaged or hidden or anything. I mean, at least not to the degree that they are in those countries where the media outlets are primarily controlled by the government. So some of it we have to understand. You maybe take with a grain of salt when you hear those numbers. But still, scary nonetheless. Also, you know, throw in the news from earlier today, too, that California, the state of California has now ordered a lockdown on the state. Now, the residents in California have been told to stay home. But it's not being enforced by the police or by National Guard or anything at the moment. But this is more of an order now rather than a recommendation, because they found that they're not getting enough cooperation, and certainly things are getting serious. Gavin Newsom today said that they're projecting that 56% of their population in California will be infected with coronavirus in 8 weeks. If that's true, 56% of their population comes to almost 26 million people. Now, keep that in mind. Like, Italy right now has 41,000 cases. California is saying that they think they're going to have 26 million. Not great. I mean, you know, we all understand numbers, and we are a bigger country with a larger population. So it's going to be whatever hits us is going to have higher numbers because of the number of people that we're talking about. But that was in the news earlier. Also in the news, New York City is talking about potentially having a shortage of medical supplies in 2 to 3 weeks. So, again, this is why all of us are being pushed constantly to make sure that we're following the guidelines so we can diminish these problems as much as possible. I don't know that we can erase them at this point, but you're doing whatever you can to push the numbers down. And as long as we can kind of get along. And I saw the governor of Florida today, Rick DeSantis, impose stricter guidelines, I guess. I mean, again, it's not being enforced by... Well, actually, they did say some of those things are being enforced by police in Florida, clearing off the beaches, spreading people out, closing down the bars and restaurant in spring break areas. In fact, one of the things that DeSantis said was, spring break's over. Time to stay in your hotels, time to go home when the time comes. Spring break is over. We've got to get a handle on this moving forward. So those are some of the news items of the day. We'll be happy to get you guys in on the phone lines here in this last hour of the week. 314-436-7900 is the way that you can be a part of it. I also have later on in the show, would love to, if I can, get near closing out the week with something a little less dire and something a little bit less, not just down. I had my friends Brandy and Jason Sklar on yesterday. I may have a little bit of that for you later on this hour to hopefully give us a laugh or two, but also something that we can look forward to in the coming days with those guys as far as, you know, some entertainment, some fun for your downtime while you're spending your time at home rather than out and about where you'd normally be. Let's go to the phones next up, 314-436-7900. Kent's kind enough to join in. What's up, Kent?
Hey, how you doing tonight?
I'm all right. What's up?
Well, I'm on my approaching my day three of my quarantine. Looks like I was exposed Tuesday.
Ah.
Now, I will fully admit that I have trust issues, but I just wondered, does anybody really believe that this was an accident?
Well, it's not an accident. I mean, it's a naturally occurring virus, according to scientists.
Yes, but how the way it was exposed and where it came from? Do you really think it was an accident? I don't.
You mean personally. You mean the spread of it?
Yes, I believe.
Well,
we're under
let me
attack.
Ask you. Let me ask you this: what would be the interest of, say, administration officials and military officials and everybody else from hiding the fact that they think this was being done to us on purpose?
War.
Well, I mean, but if so what you're saying is if another nation or another entity did this to us, our response wouldn't be aggression and we knew it?
You know, I don't know.
I mean, look at just example. Look at how the government responded after 9/11.
Yes. Okay.
I mean, that was obviously an attack, a violent attack. But if just going down this path for a moment, if this were intentional, it's going to cost way more lives than 9/11 did.
Well, I'm not criticizing our government.
No, no. What I'm saying is if the people who are charged with protecting us, you know, we have great intelligence services. We, you know, you've got not only, you know, the NSA and the CIA that are tracking things that are going on worldwide, but, you know, we have a pretty good military intelligence apparatus, too. If they believed that was going on, I don't believe the response would be to say, eh, not much we can do about it.
Well, my first comment about that is, do you trust our intelligence agencies?
Yes.
I do not.
Well, then who do you trust? Where are you going to get your information then? Who's protecting you?
That's a very good question.
Well, then you don't. So what you're saying is you don't trust anybody.
I have trust issues. I am fully aware of that.
No, again, I'm not trying to make fun either. I'm just saying because
I understand.
At some point, all of us have to trust something.
Well, I trust in the Chinese ability to not care about human life.
Yeah, but here's the thing. If they wanted to do damage to us, they could do it without anything like this. They could.
Man, they're bringing us down.
Yeah,
they're bringing the damn world, the world down.
They could do that economically anytime they want if they wanted to play games.
That's what they're doing.
They don't need to do it in a way that would be targeting the entire population of the world, right? I mean, what's their incentive for doing that? What do they gain if that's the path they're taking?
To be the leader of the pack.
What good does that do, though, if they have fewer people worldwide that can buy the goods that they manufacture and sell? What good does that do?
Everybody's not going to die.
No, but you're still eliminating people. What I mean, so I guess this is the thing is, as this goes along, and by the way, if it were that way, we don't just have the intelligence services of the United States that are following these things. The entire world has their own intelligence services. Do we think that nobody in the world would figure that out?
I think perhaps they have figured it out.
Well, and if they did, they're not going to do anything about it?
We're doing something about it now. Our attention has been, you know, we're doing what we can do now.
Well, but the thing
Chinese think in 50-year increments. They don't think in 4-year or 8-year increments. They could give a heck about 3,000 people of their own.
Here's the problem, though, Kent. You're doing a lot of guesswork here.
Well, that's true.
And that's the problem. What we have to go by are what we can verify and know. And I can't think of a time in the history of our country where we have been openly attacked by somebody and we didn't respond. And didn't respond immediately and in kind. I don't necessarily think you have to respond. Like, for example, if there were people at the highest levels who thought that China did this on purpose, they're not going to let them get away with it, and they're certainly not going to let it be hidden. And you think they're going to be able to hide that from the entire world? Again, I won't rule anything out completely, but let's go with what we can measure. Because the problem, if we start getting into what we feel or what we can guess or what we can surmise, you don't get anywhere. There's no chance that you and I can figure these things out better than military intelligence. Better than the NSA, better than the CIA, better than MI5, better than Mossad, better than all of the intelligence agencies in the world. Because this is going to affect the entire world. And I don't believe, now this is not, and believe me, I'm not defending another nation because I don't know what their intentions are, but you don't really win anything if what you're doing is damaging the world economy because now people don't have money to spend on the things that you're making, too. And if they figure out that you're doing this, you're going to be in a world of hurt. And again, I believe if the world is being attacked, because it ain't just us. Now, if this was just us, I'd have some suspicions. If it was only happening here, I would certainly have my suspicions. But it's hitting Australia. It's all over Europe. It's in Africa now. It's in South America. It's in Russia. I mentioned this earlier in the week. I enjoy conspiracy theories. I've read a lot of them. I understand that sometimes the unknown leads us to come up with things that make some sense to us, But if we don't have any kind of factual backing to it, it's a real dangerous path. So do I know that I can rule things like that out? No, of course I can't. But using our nation's history as an example, when we are attacked, we tend to respond pretty quickly. And we tend to respond pretty forcefully. So I think if that were the case, people in positions of power would know it, and we would be seeing those actions taking place in some way, shape, or form. I don't think we'd just sit back and take it. And that's the other thing, is why would we all think it and know it and be able to figure it out, but those agencies with trillions of dollars in budget wouldn't know? I mean, so what? So the websites that run in conspiracy theories, they know? Just going to ask you to kind of follow the logic. If you do, you'd be all right. Hey, we got to take a quick timeout. We come back. More of your phone calls, 314-436-7900. Kevin Wheeler and for Ryan Recker on Overnight America here on KMOX.
Listening to KMOX has never been easier.
Siri, play KMOX.
All right, I have time for a few more phone calls. If you want to squeeze in, better hurry. 314-436-7900. We're going to be giving you a little bit of our visit with my friends, the Sklar Brothers, coming up next. Randy and Jason Sklar joined me yesterday. How they're handling all this as stand-up comics in the world where, you know, things are real serious. How they've turned their attention. Now they can't be on the road. They were going to do a show. In fact, tomorrow night they were going to be here in St. Louis at Del Mar Hall. Big crowd was coming. Obviously, all that had to get canceled, so how are they handling that? We'll let you hear some of that if you missed it yesterday coming up next. Valerie is next up on the phone lines, though. Thank you for calling, Valerie. What's going on tonight?
Hey, Kevin. You were kind of hoping for a bit of positivity and maybe
sure, that'd be nice.
An uplifting thought, but I'm not diminishing this in any way, Ben. We're having some alarming, exponentially growing numbers, but I want you to think about the measures we're taking right now and the shutdowns that we're seeing and the cancellations, like you're saying, the prevention of accumulating and grouping of people. And I want to see where the numbers go a week from there, because we have to focus on follow the guidelines, use common sense. But what we're seeing is historic. I don't think I've ever seen the ski resorts in Colorado close,
boy,
for God's sakes. But as a result of that, you're not spreading it any further. You're not allowing it to spread, and it's a simple thing. Cut it off. And it's you know, not convenient for us, but you got to think about, you're not spreading it any further. And
yeah,
that's what I want to focus on. Is I think the numbers we're seeing horrible. Oh, 3,000 here, you know,
yeah,
whatever. But
yeah,
I bet you we're going to see it stabilize and we're going to see it lower.
I hope so. The more that we follow instructions, the more that will be true.
And use common sense. I mean, just, I don't know. Keep your sense of humor. keep a positive attitude and do what's right.
Good advice, Valerie. Very good. I agree with you, by the way. We do have to still laugh. We do have to find ways to be as normal as we can sometimes. But most importantly, I think you're right. As long as we all can follow instructions, the problem just comes in with certain people not being willing to follow instructions for whatever their reasons happen to be. Some have more legit reasons than others, but still no reason is strong enough to ignore the recommendations of top medical professionals who are saying this is how we will get our best case scenario, right? We will have better results if we can get to the point where everybody is doing what they can. Now, you know, you're seeing the states take action now because, you know, again, you have to take more extreme action the more you see it spread. But I'm hoping that that's what happens. I'm hoping that California taking the steps that they're taking, Illinois maybe taking some steps that are similar here in the not too distant future. Hey, if we've got to go that route, let's do it. Let's not sit back and wait. Let's not be the last to take on some of the recommendations. Let's be smart and do what we can to mitigate this and then get past it. We've seen it overseas, right? I mean, in Japan, they're playing baseball tonight. They had their hit with it. They took pretty dramatic steps to move past, and now it sounds like they're on the right side of it. And that's what we're looking to be here as soon as we can possibly be there. Good call. And I know it's You know, I mean, I wish I could say that everybody was following through the way we'd like them to, but at least more people are. And that's good. All right, let's go to Tom next up quickly here. How you doing, Tom? What's up?
They're not telling us how many people are in hospital. Some people they send home and they self-isolate.
Yep.
So we don't really know how many's in the hospital.
No, we're waiting to get some of those things because, you know, you're right, they don't have the ability to keep everybody there. I mean, they're going to be what they're going to end up doing at some point, and it's probably happening now in the bigger cities that are being affected more, is that only the sickest people are going to end up staying there. Only the people that need constant medical care are going to be the ones that are staying in the hospitals. And, you know, that's one of the worries they have in a big place like New York is do they have enough supplies? Do they have the facilities necessary? And they're even looking at non-hospital buildings, convention centers, sporting arenas, where they might end up having to use that space for people if too many get sick.
I wish they'd give us a number of how many's in the hospital.
Well, what they have, Tom, so far is just the number of total cases, which is over 13,000 in the U.S. The problem with that number is we don't have enough tests to truly know how many people actually have it. I will say, you know, it's not like everybody who gets coronavirus goes to the hospital. Now, people that are older, people that have respiratory conditions, people that have had heart disease, like there are people that are much more risky, and they're the ones that they're trying to save that space for, because, you know, most people are going to come through it pretty okay. We want to make sure, though, that the ones that are going to have bigger problems are going to have the facilities, they're going to have the medical attention that they're going to need, because for a lot of those people, this can be fatal. For most people, it will not be. But yeah, I'll be honest with you too, Tom. I didn't even look for a number of people that are actually hospitalized now. And I don't know that we have an accurate count, to be honest with you. All right, let's take a quick time out. We come back, we'll continue on here on Overnight America. Kevin Wheeler in for Ryan Recker on a Thursday night on KMOX.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
All right, so last night on the show, I had a chance to catch up with my friends Randy and Jason Sklar, two of the nicest guys on earth. And by the way, hilarious. If you've ever seen them, you know what I'm talking about. Well, they also have some new stuff that they're working on that actually they're doing because everybody's kind of on lockdown, especially with them living in Los Angeles now. The state is on lockdown. They are doing some things from home with a new podcast, trying to keep people entertained because, you know, when you're a comic, normally you're in front of crowds. Well, they aren't going to be in front of crowds anytime soon. I had a chance to catch up with the boys here on Overnight America last night.
This is KMOX Health Editor Fred Bonomer. Thanks for...
That's not me, and that's not the Sklar's. This is the Sklar's. Unfortunately, boys, we thought you were coming to town here on Friday to fill up Del Mar Hall and have some fun, but of course everything got messed up. I hope you and your families are doing well, man. It's good to talk to you guys.
Thanks, Wheels. Thank you so much. I hope you're doing well. Yeah, we're out in L.A. Everybody's just staying put. Like, we're just staying put. And by the way, we will come back and do that show.
Great.
At Del Mar Hall. When it is time that people can gather again and we can do it, we'll be back to do the show and with great dumb stories to make fun of. And we'll have a good time. I mean, it is so much fun to do that show live. And as live performers, you know, we had to cancel a bunch of our gigs. It hits us really hard. I mean, really hard.
You know, that's one of the reasons I wanted to have you guys on. Or a lot of reasons. I mean, one, it helps to laugh to feel a little bit normal, and you guys are absolutely hilarious. Two, you know, I'm talking to people, and tomorrow I'm going to have a Major League Baseball player on and have a couple other people on that are in businesses that are, you know, a lot of people's businesses are being disrupted. So what is this like to be in entertainment and adapt? I mean, I know you guys went right to work, and you've got a new project coming, which I'm sure will help you and a lot of your fans. But what is this like for you guys right now?
Well, it's panic at first, and then you say to yourself, how can we use this time to still be creative, connect with people, give people content that we need? So Randy and I are going to starting tomorrow, a daily podcast, 25, 30 minutes, not long, comedy, stuff from our heart, talking about, yes, sports, also the world, talking about our attitudes, what we're going through, and trying to capture this moment in time and connect with people. I mean, Ray and I were just talking the other day, and we were thinking to ourselves, who in this world was prepared for something like this? And I think the only person was Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys.
We need to tap him right now. He lived a quarantine life when you didn't have to be have a quarantine life. This guy could teach us. Everybody's just install a sandbox in your living room, and we start from that.
Right.
So this is are you going with the name Scarborough Country, the virus episodes? Is that what we're going
it's
with?
It's going to be Scarborough Country, the virus episodes of the pandemic pods. What we'd love to do is, listen, I know people at home, and we're home with our kids, so not only are we trying to work, we are, like, homeschooling our children, something that we've never really thought we'd be doing. Yeah, if you thought you were an average parent, wait till you see how you teach your kids.
Yeah, below average. There's got to be something in there. Those who can are a parent, and those who can't are a parent who teach their kids. But, you know, we're trying our best, and we're trying to do that, but there are huge chunks of the day where you need to stop watching the news because you've already watched every cycle of it, and you just want to be taken away for about 25, 30 minutes to just take a walk, put your earbuds in, and just walk around your neighborhood by yourself, get a little air, and listen to something else that can take your mind off what you're, because there's plenty of other time to think about all the stuff we have to do. But we are in this together, as socially distanced as we are, we're in it together, so that's what we're hoping to just talk about, and wherever the discussion takes us. We're guys who love music. We're guys who love sports.
Yeah.
We're guys who are interested in the world as it is. So it's going to be everything and how we're feeling right now, and I think a lot of people are feeling the same way.
What's L.A. like? What's the entertainment business like right now? I mean, I know it's hard to do anything with less than 10 people, right? I mean, it's got to be like everything is just stopped.
It has. Jay, go ahead. Yeah, I mean, it's eerie out here because, you know, what's so interesting about L.A. is that it's so cheery and sunny, and so that tricks you. And sometimes, you know, when you're not working a lot and you see the sunshine, you feel like, oh, is that mocking me? That is mocking me.
Yeah.
But right now it feels like that for everyone. And, you know, there are people who just want to do things and just can't right now. And Randy and I know just from being comedians, people come out to see comedy to take a minute, you know, out of their lives and just laugh and feel that feeling of euphoria when someone strikes a chord with you and really tickles you and makes you laugh hard. And to not be able to do that, that's insane. Also sports, you think about the sports in LA right now, this moment where the Clippers and the Lakers were better than pretty much everyone else in the NBA was an unprecedented moment in sports in Los Angeles, and you had a real possibility of potentially seeing, and it could still happen, I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but you know, night after night, you were seeing the Lakers and the Clippers outdo each other.
I mean, it was the subject of discussion. So we were in Madison, Wisconsin last weekend, and we were trying to do shows. We got there Thursday, did our show on Thursday. Friday, we're waiting to find out, and then they canceled our two shows at 6:30 p.m., and we hopped on a flight the next morning and got home, which, you know, felt good to get back, but we were sad to have the rest of our weekend canceled. But we're in there, and we had texted Jack Black, of the actor Jack Black. We were just texting him to because we wanted him to do a live version of Dumb People Town like we were going to do in St. Louis, but right. Do it in Los Angeles. He couldn't do the day we wanted, but we started to get into a huge discussion. He's like, all right, tell me, Clips or Lakers? I mean, and we didn't know where he stood. So, like, that was laying it out there on the text chain. We're like, all right, Clippers all the way. And he's like, that's the end of our friendship. He's like, dagger to the heart.
Dagger to the heart.
And we're like, you mean like a Kawhi Leonard dagger at the end of the Philadelphia 76ers game? Is that the dagger you're talking about? And suddenly it was on. And he was, like, making fun of Kawhi Leonard's claw shoe from New Balance and how much worse it was than LeBron's shoe. It was like there was pure joy in how it's divided the city. And so hopefully we'll return to a time when that happens. I mean, it may mean that Rudy Gobert has to play in Europe from now on, but hopefully we'll return to a time where we can see that matchup play itself out, because it was truly an amazing season up to this point.
All right, so definitely looking forward to Scarborough Country, the virus episodes. I mean, obviously, I love the Dumb People Town podcast. You guys and Daniel Van Kirk are hilarious.
We'll do those, too. We're still going to put those up, and, you know, we'll figure out ways to do it either from our homes and try and make it sound as good as it possibly can be. And, you know, again, we know that people need this content. As long as people are still enjoying spring break or still complaining that the coronavirus is ruining their spring break, I think we'll have stories. I know you've seen that video.
Yeah, you guys definitely have material to work with here. Now, give me some... So what I'm asking listeners tonight as we go through, we're looking for suggestions, right? So I'm giving out some suggestions on video games because I'm a gamer. We've talked TV shows, some movies. We're going to do this. So I want insider info, man. You guys are comics. You live in the comedy world. Your friends are comics. Give me some names of people that we should be looking to stream. Like, we can stream your latest special on Stars. So that's a highly recommended suggestion. Who else are you guys into right now? Give us some of your friends that people can look at here in the next... you know, a few weeks and months where they might be able to get a few laughs.
Jay, who do you think?
I would say Rory Scovel's Netflix special is fantastic. If you haven't seen Nate Bargatze's last Netflix special, amazing. Tom Segura's Netflix specials, both of them amazing. Kurt Braunohler's Comedy Central Hour, fantastic. Maria Bamford's Netflix special where she does the special for in front of her parents and then in the mirror in a mirror
so
in
great.
Her room in front of her parents, then in front of an outdoor group of like 25 people, then in front of like a 300 seat and then a 1500 seat. It cuts through all these things. It's a great special.
I will say that the What else? The Adam Sandler special is amazing.
Unbelievable. I mean, if you haven't seen on FX, you can stream it. What We Do in the Shadows. It's a great movie. It's a great movie about almost like a kind of like a real world, you know, sort of mockumentary. Taika Waititi, who did Jojo Rabbit, and which was an amazing movie, he did this show about vampires living in a house together. And it was a movie initially with Jermaine Clement from Flight of the Conchords, one of those two guys, and a couple of other really funny people. And so then there's also the TV series, which is on FX, which is fantastic. That's a wonderful thing to binge right there. If you haven't seen Catastrophe on Amazon, that's a fantastic show. Rob Delaney and Sharon Hogan, just great.
And
great.
if you want to dig into the archives and see how bad our haircuts were 14 years ago, you can go back and watch all 77 episodes of Cheap Seats.
Oh man,
on YouTube.
I'm
YouTube.
Doing that.
And you know what? You know what, Wheels? I know you believe this too, because Cheap Seats was a show that
Dude.
Kind of super, it was transcended sports because
totally.
It was comedy first. I think now more than ever, ESPN. should bring back to you, at least run a marathon.
There you go. That's my guys from yesterday, Randy and Jason Sklar, at Sklar Brothers on Twitter if you want to find all the stuff. And I agree, by the way, with everybody looking for content moving forward, I know it's out there on YouTube, but Cheap Sheets is hilarious. I just turned Mike Anderson on to it. He was writing down notes as these guys were talking yesterday, and all the stand-up comics. Highly recommend a lot of the ones they named. Nate Bargatze is hilarious. Maria Bamford is hilarious. I'll throw in one more suggestion if you're looking for funny, if you're looking for something funny. It's a little old, a little on the older side. It's been around for a while. But there's a, I think it actually is, I don't think it's a mockumentary. I think it's actually a documentary. But it's called The Comedians of Comedy Tour. And it's Patton Oswalt. Maria Bamford is in it. I don't know if you know the comic Brian Posehn, but he's hilarious. And Maria Bamford, I mentioned her. And to me, now for me, it was the first time I'd ever seen Zach Galifianakis. And this was from before he was famous. So before, what's the movie? The Hangover. So before The Hangover, before Between Two Ferns, this was like Zach Galifianakis when he was somewhat unknown. I would, if you can find it, The Comedians of Comedy is absolute gold. Like, great stuff up and down. And it's a little behind the scenes, too, of, you know, their lives as they're going through this tour. It's really, I highly recommend it. Many thanks to Randy and Jason Sklar. Hopefully they're going well now. I mean, obviously, they're in L.A. The state of California now is locked down. So hopefully they and their families stay well. And I've same for all of you that are listening, clear, as well. All right, coming up next, we'll wrap up the hour. Kevin Wheeler in for Ryan Recker on Overnight America here on KMOX.
This is Overnight America, sponsored by Michaels Flooring, the flooring experts. MichaelsFlooringOutlet.com on KMOX.
All right, so we're going to close the week, close out the show with a story I mentioned briefly earlier, but hopefully we can learn from this. I mean, people in Italy are telling us, hey, learn from our mistakes. We didn't take this seriously enough weeks back, and we're paying for it. And we'll see if all of the steps that are being taken are enough. I mean, you know, we don't know now, and we're not going to know for a while. So, you know, take that for what it's worth at the moment. But hopefully we can also learn from France, because, see, they're under lockdown right now. California just entered this. France is that way. Italy is locked down, and you see all the videos of. I keep hearing stories from Italy that people are pretty good about it, that they're not abusing what freedoms they do have to leave. Like, people are following the directions and all that, because the lockdowns don't mean you can never leave your home. It just means you can only leave for very specific essential purposes. You can get food. You can go to work if you have an essential job. You know, gas stations are open. Restaurants are not, except for delivery and takeout. You know, grocery stores are open, things like that. Well, the French Interior Minister said today that they might have to extend their lockdown because people are idiots. And that was the exact word that he used. He said people are idiots. They're not following instructions. And it's going to prolong the lockdown for everyone. So, you know, I if I can do anything for the last segment of this week, it's just to hope. I don't even know. I don't want to give the, you know, rah-rah win one for the Gipper speech. I just hope that we can all maybe at one point go, all right, let's just listen. Let's just get it over with. Because that's the point, right? It's going to suck. It's not fun to be locked down. But get it over with, because you don't want to end up like they are now in France, probably having to extend the lockdown. If you think you're going crazy for 2 weeks, what are you going to be like in 4 or 6 weeks or 8 weeks if you don't get everything handled? That really is the point, right? You know, the analogy I'll use to this, it's because it's a regular, you know, everyday life thing. But, you know, if you go to the dentist for your regular checkup and they tell you, hey, you know, got to take care of that cavity. If we don't, you may end up losing that tooth eventually. You got to take it. My first reaction is, you know what, let's just take care of it as soon as we can. Let's get it done. I don't have to think about it. Don't have to worry about any further complications. Let's just get it done. Let's do it. When it comes to this, it's kind of my attitude is, all right, if it's got to be bad, if it's got to suck, let's get it over with. You know, you don't like needles, but you got to get the blood test or you got to get the shot. Get it over with. But the only way that works is if you don't have idiots kind of corrupting the process. So now we've had the state of Florida shut down spring break, right? The governor there finally said, all right, people, got to shut it down. Spring break is over. I know they probably, I think they waited a little too long to take care of that. You know, there was a story earlier today, 7 states that haven't done enough. Guess which one of those was in there? Looking at us, Missouri. Maybe we need to take a little more statewide action instead of leaving it up to the local side of things. Because you saw how it was kind of piecemeal around here, right? Like some spots did it 2-3 days ago. Some spots did it today. You know, we do need the people at the top of the chain to not be afraid of what might come later on down the road. Take the more aggressive action. If you're wrong, I mean, this is probably my greatest lesson of the week from the medical professionals. If you're going to be criticized for being too cautious. Be criticized later because you acted too early and maybe overreacted versus not doing it and costing people lives. That's like I've seen countless medical experts saying those things. Dr. Anthony Fauci has been all over that. Surgeon General, you know, I mean, people that are in these positions because well, they've got distinguished careers and people in the positions of power that can hire slash appoint them chose those specific people to take care of that. These are accomplished people. Let's please listen. Because, you know, it's not going to, this is not fun in any way, shape, or form. You're not enjoying it. I'm not enjoying it. I don't like the idea of it getting worse. I don't like the idea of more people getting sick. But since we have a pretty good idea of how that's going to go, let's just get it over with. Like all the other things we hate. If you got to do it, get it over with. The sooner it's in the rearview mirror, the sooner you can move on to the fun stuff that'll be further down the road. And if we don't all do it, you know, 10% of people don't listen, well, then it screws it up for everybody else. Hey, many thanks, Mike Anderson. Great job running the show all week long. And thanks to all of you for tuning in. I appreciate you putting up with me. It's been fun throughout the week filling in for Ryan Recker. I think Ryan's back next week. So you guys enjoy the rest of this week and the weekend. We'll talk soon. Kevin Wheeler saying goodbye. Have a nice weekend here on KMOX.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.